Section 3, The Church Triumphant. An oft-repeated assurance. The Father loves His people today as He loves His own Son. Someday it will be our privilege to see Him face to face. Ms. 103, 1903. Written September 15, 1902. We should remember that the Church, enfeebled and defective though it be, is the only object on earth on which Christ bestows His supreme regard. He is constantly watching it with solicitude, and is strengthening it by His Holy Spirit. Ms. 155, 1902. November 22, 1902. Trust to God's guardianship. His Church is to be taught. Enfeebled and defective though it is the object of His supreme regard. Letter 279, 1904. August 1, 1904. Ever on gaining ground. The Church is to increase in activity and to enlarge her bounds. Our missionary efforts are to be expansive. We must enlarge our borders. While there have been fierce contentions in the effort to maintain our distinctive character, yet we have as Bible Christians ever been on gaining ground. Remembering that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, we are to labor earnestly, ever praying that the saving grace of God will instruct us at every step. We must ever seek to ascertain the will of the Lord, and to walk in harmony with it. Let us follow on to know the Lord, whom to know aright is life eternal. Letter 170, 1907. May 6, 1907. The evidence we have had for the past 50 years of the presence of the Spirit of God with us as a people, will stand the test of those who are now arraying themselves on the side of the enemy and bracing themselves against the message of God. Letter 356, 1907. October 24, 1907. I write these things to you, my brethren, although all of you may not fully comprehend them. If I did not believe that God's eye is over His people, I could not have the courage to write the same things over and over again. God has a people whom He is leading and instructing. Letter 378, 1907. November 11, 1907. I am instructed to say to Seventh-day Adventists the world over, God has called us a people to be a peculiar treasure unto Himself. He has appointed that His Church on earth shall stand perfectly united in the Spirit and counsel of the Lord of hosts to the end of time. Letter 54, 1908. Jan. 21, 1908. In a special sense, Seventh-day Adventists have been set in the world as watchmen and light-bearers. To them has been entrusted the last warning for a perishing world. On them is shining wonderful light from the Word of God. They have been given a work of the most solemn import, the proclamation of the first, second, and third angels' messages. There is no other work of so great importance. They are to allow nothing else to absorb their attention. The most solemn truths ever entrusted to mortals have been given us to proclaim to the world. The proclamation of these truths is to be our work. Testimonies, Volume 9, p. 19. First published in 1909. Nothing in this world is so dear to God as His Church. With jealous care He guards those who seek Him. Nothing so offends God as for the servants of Satan to strive to rob His people of their rights. The Lord has not forsaken His people. Satan points to the mistakes that they have made, and tries to make them believe that thus they have separated themselves from God. Evil angels seek in every way to discourage those who are striving for victory over sin. They hold up before them their past unworthiness, and represent their case as hopeless. Letter 136, 1910. November 26, 1910.